Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 139th session of American Public Health Annual Meeting. This is session 5116, Epidemiology of Violence. I'm the moderator. My name is Victor Ilegudu. I'm with the Chicago Department of Public Health, Office of Public Health Preparedness. By training, I'm an epidemiologist, and I've been in the trenches of public health for almost 25 years, mainly in local and state health departments. We have a very important topic for this session. Each presenter is going to spend about 15 minutes. We will allow all the presenters to complete their presentations before their question and answer. Is that a good, would you open to that? Okay. Our first presenter is going to talk about the sign of the times, cyberbullying. 10 years ago, no one would have contemplated that this is going to be an issue. With technology comes additional problems. So, I have the privilege to present to you Dr. Jane Wang. She received her PhD in quantitative psychology from Bowling Green State University. She is a former research fellow in prevention research branch at the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development. She is now a quantitative psychologist at Glowtech, Inc. Her research focuses on adolescent problem behaviors, especially on cyberbullying and substance use. Kindly help me welcome Dr. Wang to the podium.
I have no relationships to disclose. Okay. With increasing use of technologies among children and adolescents, bullying behaviors has taken a new form, an electronic form, or cyberbullying. Cyberbullying can be defined as a type of bullying behaviors, which is through communication technologies. Based on a national study, which was conducted in 2005 and 2006, the prevalence of cyberbullying was 8.3% for perpetration and about 10% for victimization. There are three aims for the current study. The first aim was to report prevalence of cyber perpetration and victimization from a study conducted in 2009 and 2010. And the second purpose was to examine sociodemographic differences. And the third aim was to examine the association between cyberbullying with technology use and a few variables on social influences. Data were obtained from the Health Behavior in School-Age Children, or HBSC, 2009 and 10 survey. The survey is a school-based survey, and it's a national study, and the data were collected stratified by census regions, clustered by school districts, and minority groups like African American and Hispanic adolescents were oversampled to obtain better estimates among these two minority groups. And the total sample size was 12,642 of U.S. adolescents in grades 5 to 10. And about 52% boys and 49% girls. and the mean age was 13.4 years old. We measured cyberbullying with 8 items. So we added 8 items to the revised Owens Bully Victim Questionnaire. For those who are not familiar with this questionnaire, a definition of bullying was first provided to the students. And then they were asked how often the following behaviors have you conducted in the past a couple of months inside of school. So after we asked the items on traditional bullying, we asked 4 items on cyber perpetration and 4 items on victimization. So they were asked, have you conducted bullying behaviors using computer or email messages or pictures and using cell phones, and outside of school using computers and outside of school using cell phones? And then dichotomous variables were created for cyber perpetration and victimization. And sociodemographic variables included gender, grade, race, ethnicity. We created 4 categories for race ethnicities: Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, and others. And we used the family affluence scale for proxy for SES. And in the analysis, we treated grade as a categorical variable because previous studies have shown that the prevalence of bullying or cyberbullying may peak during middle school. And we included 2 technology use variables. The first was computer use. So we measured computer use by number of hours they had spent on computer use on weekday and weekends. Then we created a weighted average hours per day. And telecommunication was measured by how often they had communicated with their friends using computers or cell phones. It was measured on days per week. And we included 3 parental practice variables. Parental support was measured by 4 atoms, and then a mean was created and standardized. An example would be they were asked to rate like my parents are loving or understand my problems. And we included 2 knowledge variables, one for mothers and one for fathers. So they were asked how much their mothers or female guardians know about themselves, like where they were outside of school and how they like spend their money. And for both variables, we created a mean, and then the variables were standardized. And we also included a peer characteristic variable, age of peer group. So they were asked, were most of your friends older than you, younger than you, or about the same age? Okay, we found that 7.5% who reported they had conducted bullying behaviors through computers or cell phones inside or outside of school. And 11.3% reported they were victims of these behaviors. And by device, about 6% for computer perpetration and 9% for computer victimization. And about the similar level of prevalence for cell phone. And by location, we calculated the percentage of inside school only, outside of school only, or both inside and outside school stratified by device. So by computer perpetration, we found that the majority of the green color, about 68.3% reported the incident happened both inside and outside of school. And the same pattern for cell phone or for victimization. And by gender, we found that boys were more likely to be cyberbullies, 8.5% versus 6.5%. But the girls were more likely to be victims or targets of cyberbullying. And on grade, we didn't find a great difference on perpetration, but on victimization, the 7th graders reported higher prevalence compared to 6th grade and 10th graders. For race ethnicity, we found that African American and Hispanic adolescents were more likely to be perpetrators compared to Caucasian or other race ethnicity. And there was no racial ethnic difference on victimization. And to examine the association between cyberbullying and technology use and social influence, we conducted two multivariate logistic regression. So a separate model was conducted on perpetration and victimization. Because the bullying items were only asked for adolescents in grades 7 through 10, so only grades 7 through 10 were included in this analysis. And the sociodemographic variables were controlled. And also the complex survey data design were also considered. Parental support was found to be negatively related to cyber victimization. And maternal knowledge and personal knowledge were also negatively related to perpetration and victimization. For age of friends, compared to those who reported that most of their friends were about the same age, those whose most of friends were older or younger were more likely to get involved in cyberbullying. And on technology use, well, they were positively related to both perpetration and victimization, and this is very consistent with previous study. Okay, summaries. We found that 7.5% cyberbullies and 11.3% cyber victims. And the majority incidents happened both inside and outside of school. And the boys were more likely to be cyberbullies, and the girls were more likely to be targets. And the 7th graders were more likely to be the targets compared to either lower or older, either younger or older adolescents. And we also found that African American and Hispanic adolescents were more likely to be perpetrators. And we found a positive association between frequency technology use and involvement in both perpetration and victimization. And we found a negative association between parental involvement and perpetration and victimization. And we also found the age of friends were associated with either perpetration or victimization. And one of the limitations was because we had the data were cross-sectional, so we can only make correlation relationship. And to make causal relationship, longitudinal studies are needed. Nonetheless, the results that the more frequently technology use and less parental involvement are risk factors can be useful for guiding cyberbullying prevention and intervention programs. Thank you.